It made it on the scene in really a very dramatic fashion. The first trial that was done that showed us the strength of this drug, the power of this drug, was done by Lynn Saltz here in the United States. It was a fairly simple phase 2 clinical trial in patients that were refractory to everything that we had at the time. And they were given Erbitux in combination with CPT-11, even though patients had already progressed on CPT-11. And that's really a very clever, insightful thing to have done back then, because in that patient population, they saw a 23% response rate. And that's unheard of. Second line FOLFOX has a 10% response rate. This was third line showing a 23% response rate. And of course, here's where all the bad news came. They submitted that data to the FDA, and the FDA rejected that data. It got Martha Stewart and Sam Waxel and everybody else in trouble. And so really, they were forced to repeat that study. And then this study was a slightly larger version of it, 300 patients or so. Phase 2 randomized trial done in England, led by David Cunningham, has come to be known as the Bond 1 study. And again, this was refractory colon cancer patients. All of them had to have progressed on CPT-11. About 60% had also progressed on oxaliplatin, so really a second, third line population. And again, with CPT-11 Erbitux, 23% response rate. And with Erbitux alone, interestingly, a 10, 11% response rate. So really a dramatic demonstration of efficacy in a refractory patient population. And it was on that the FDA approved the drug here in the United States.